I try, but I can't say goodbye.
Weird stereo we had in those days. I think they were trying to emulate the Beatles to a certain extent. They're the Hollies and I Can't Let Go. And of course, the singles in those days were all mono anyway, so we kind of had to get the albums to get stereo when they did things like that. Anyway, cast your little minds back to 1983. 4 years and a bit, and the summer hit for 83. Can you remember?
The Galway station for Galway people. Twigs, 98 FM, in stereo.
My hands. now I've come back again. Why do I find it hard to write the next line? Oh, I want the truth to be said. I know this much is true.
Spandau Ballet, what a year that was, 1983. Oh, it's on everybody's little tongue. One of those songs you just have a sing-along with. Can you go back as far as 1972, all you oldies out there, like myself? But you can't remember 1972's one, can you? I'll tell you a little bit of a story about it. It was, hey, everybody was going around the street singing, hey, no, not that hey. Hey, have you happened to see the most beautiful girl in the world? That one. Would you believe, yes, Red Hurley also did Hey, he took that, he had another go off of Julio Iglesias, but Red Hurley actually had Hey recorded and everything, 9 months, in fact, back in 1981, it was going to be a Christmas release for him in 1981, sorry, 71, and he had a bit of an argument with his record company, and they refused to release it. By the time it was all cleared up, Charlie Rich got his hands on it, the dirty little devil. Made a massive number one all over the world with it. Oh, therein ends a sad tale. But anyway, Red's all right, he doesn't mind. Je regrette rien, as they say in the business. Everyone's a winner, sometime or another. It's just you have to wait around. Sometimes the waiting gets too much. But not for us, we don't mind here on Twigs. Good morning, how are you? Here's Hot Chockey, it's 21 minutes after 9 o'clock.
One mistake that can be hard to take. I know we've made them fall, but only fools come back for more. Being the fool I am, I figured in all your plans, darling. Your perfume letters didn't say you'd be leaving any day. So you win again, here I stand again. The loser, and just for fun, took my love and run. Love had just begun, I can't refuse her, and now I know that I'm the fool who won. Let love slip away. Now I'm the one who's crying. I'm the fool, there's no denying. When will my heart ache end? Will my whole life depend on fading memories? You took the game this time. Yeah.
again.
I don't care what anybody says, I can feel the building move. Do you know how this building moves during a storm? It does. I can definitely feel vibrations as if somebody's walking over my grave. I'm very nervous here all of a sudden. I know it's earlier on, but I didn't say anything. I thought it was, you know, the DTs, but it wasn't. Because I've definitely sobered up by now. Some say I have slowed down. I haven't slowed down. It's just the coffee supply has slowed down. Errol Brown there and the rest of Hot Chockey there with So You Win Again. And those of you looking forward to seeing Errol on his current whiz around Ireland with Hot Chocolate, I'm going to be very, very disappointed because he's not with them. Not on this trip anyway. He's gone elsewhere. Somebody else was also paying attention earlier. Said that I promised to pay to Powell. And here she is. Well, Carol anyway, on the lead vocals.
To take life on earth to the second birth, and the man was in command. It was a flight on the wings of a young girl's dreams that flew her too far away. So push too far, your dreams are shining.
There, Carol on the lead vocals with T'Pol from Star Trek, grandmother or something involved in Star Trek from one of the series there of, I think grandmother of, what's his name? What's the fellow with the ears? Yeah, a bit like you. Start, don't. See, you get very violent, you know, if we get abusive here. Not allowed to hit back at all. What's his name? Spock. That's it. Spock's grandmother, T'Pol. Anyway, made number one, and she's delighted. I don't know, she's somewhere in the world anyway. Somebody who's looking for more romantic music, we'll get, I don't know. doing, she's supposed to be going to work, supposed to be happy, you know, whistle a happy tune or something like that. And loads of classics as well, loads more CD, and a few bits of old rock and roll thrown in as well. What? And me thrown out the window when Madge comes. I know, but she's not in for work today, you see. I'm lucky. Morning, Jim. Are you well? How's Brecky doing?
Thinking about the times you drove in my car. Thinking that I might have drove you too far. And I'm thinking about the love that you laid on my table. I told you not to wander around in the dark. I told you about the swans that they live in the park. Then I told you about our kid, now he's married to Mabel.
The one with the guitar intro that should go on and on and on forever. Well, the guitar bit in the middle there by, what was his name? They said Bruce Springsteen. Jack Bruce, Ginger Baker, and of course Eric Clapton, and God, as he used to be infamously called back in the heydays of Cambridge when I was there, anyway. And they recently got together, apparently, for well, a little bit of an impromptu session, but unfortunately Ginger Baker could not be coaxed away from his farm somewhere in the depths of Texas or somewhere or other. There's just no way. Yeah, it was a pity. But anyway, Jack Bruce and Clapton got together and did a few things like that not too long ago. Great session. So they tell me. I wasn't there anyway. What have we got now? Oh, yes, remember Never Gonna Give You Up? Started like this. So does this new one. I think it's the same backing track, but yes, we know it's you, Rick. Yes, he's doing very well, isn't he? For a young fella. You're on Twigs FM. It's... Yes, all right, in a moment we'll let you on. It's 26 minutes to 10 o'clock.
Messed around and taken for a fool. But next time round, I'm gonna change the rules. And I don't care about the things that people say. It's you who I think about each and every day. It's much too late for you to change your ways. I can't keep holding on, expecting you to stay. When you're how
Sure is the real thing there. Jelly Bean bumping into Rick Astley prior to that with... What was it? Never Gonna Give You Up and whatever the other one's called. It's all the same. I don't know why. What? I hate these sudden endings.